Here's the bottom line. We are confident the video of that press briefing was deliberately edited. The white flash that many of you have noticed yourselves in that portion of the video is evidence enough of human involvement. Indeed, a technician came forward, recalled making the edit, and inserting that flash. What we were not able to determine was why the edit was made in the first place. There's no evidence to suggest it was made with the intent to conceal information from the public. And while the technician recalls receiving a phone call requesting the edit, there is no evidence to indicate who might have placed that call or why. In fact, throughout this process, we learned additional information that could call into question any suggestion of nefarious activity. In addition to the fact that the full video was always available on Divots and that the full transcript was always on our website, the video was edited in a choppy manner, which made it obvious that footage was missing. We also found that the video likely was shortened very early in the process, only minutes after the briefing concluded, and well before the technician who recalled making the edit believes the request was made to make the edit. And in any event, before the technician would have been involved in the video production process. It is possible the white flash was inserted because the video had lost footage due to technical or electrical problems that were affecting our control room servers around that time. Finally, we have confirmed that even if the video was edited with intent to conceal, there was no policy in place at the time prohibiting such an edit. So upon learning that, I think you know, I immediately put a policy in place to preclude that from ever happening. We will also be consulting now with the National Archives and Record Administration about whether any changes to our disposition schedules should be made to address the press briefing videos. Disposition schedules are rules governing the official record keeping. The current disposition schedule notes that the written transcript is a permanent record.